Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy gunfire shattered a 24-hour truce in Sudan on Tuesday shortly after it was due to take effect under U.S. pressure on warring military factions to halt fighting that has touched off a humanitarian crisis. The regular army and rival paramilitary rapid support forces issued statements accusing each other of failing to respect the ceasefire. The army's high command said it would continue operations to secure the capital and other regions. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders tells VOA the situation in Sudan is critical. Mariama Jallo has the story from Nairobi.
Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, said on Tuesday the situation is dire in many parts of Sudan. Abdallah Hussein Abdallah, operations manager for MSF, told VOA about a hospital in El Fasher in the North Darfur region.
Majority of them are civilians, including children, and these people were caught in the crossfire.
MSF says the El Fasher South Hospital is the only hospital open in the area. Mariama Jallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Vladimir Kara-Murza's wife spoke to VOA a day after Russia sentenced the prominent opposition activist to 25 years in prison on charges including treason after he criticized Russia's war in Ukraine.
I believe that the world needs to stand with people who, like my husband, are fighting and risking their lives and risking their freedoms to bring changes to Russia. So I will stand by my husband and continue fighting.
Evgenia Kara-Murza also told VOA on Tuesday she believes Russia will only stop becoming a threat to itself and its neighbors when it becomes a democracy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian court has ruled an American journalist arrested on spying charges will remain jailed. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A judge with the Moscow City Court has rejected Evan Gershkovich's appeal of his detention, ruling that he must stay in jail until at least May 29. Gershkovich could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Gershkovich has been held in Moscow's Lefortovo prison, which dates from the Tsarist era and has been a terrifying symbol of repression since Soviet times. The arrest comes at a moment of bitter tensions between the West and Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Poland agreed on Tuesday to lift a ban on the transit of Ukrainian grain and food products, but Ukraine said a wartime deal allowing it to safely ship grain from Black Sea ports was still under threat. Failure to resume exports into Eastern European countries or secure an extension of the Black Sea grain deal would trap large amounts of grain in Ukraine, hitting its exports and causing further economic problems for Kyiv as it battles Russian troops. European Union member states Hungary and Slovakia have imposed import bans to protect their markets from an influx of cheaper supply following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. China denies U.S. accusations of secret overseas police stations following the arrest of two men in New York charged with running one. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
China calls the U.S. accusations groundless. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says the secret police station in the heart of New York's Chinatown operated as if it were helping Chinese citizens.
The secret police station appears to have had a more sinister use.
The two men arrested, Liu Zhengwang and Chen Jingping, are also charged with being agents of the Chinese Public Security Ministry. In addition, 34 MPS officers are also charged with harassing dissidents here.
The MPS has repeatedly and flagrantly violated our nation's sovereignty.
Julie Walker, New York.
The United Nations said Tuesday the number of Afghans in poverty nearly doubled to 34 million as the nation was racked by the collapse of the U.S.-backed government and the Taliban takeover. Many foreign subsidies were halted and aid programs dramatically cut back. After the U.S.-backed republic fell in 2021, as many countries refused to deal with the Taliban authorities in Kabul, those NGOs still providing vital help were dealt a further blow in December last year by a Taliban government order barring Afghan women from working for them. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.